A Feast of Dragons, written by Morgan Rice and read for you by Wayne Farrell. Chapter 1. MacLeod charged down the slope, racing across the highlands, into the McGill side of the ring. Hundreds of his men behind him, hanging on for dear life as his horse galloped down the mountain. He reached back, raised his whip, and brought it down hard on the horse's hide. His horse didn't need prodding, but he liked to whip it anyway. He enjoyed inflicting pain on animals. MacLeod nearly salivated as he took in the sight before him. An idyllic McGill village, its men out in the fields unarmed, its women home, tending linens on strings, barely dressed in the summer clime. House doors were open, chickens roamed freely, cauldrons already boiling with dinner. He thought of the damage he would do, the loot he would garner, the women he would ruin, and his smile broadened. He could almost taste the blood he was about to shed. They charged and charged, their horses rumbling like thunder, spilling over the countryside, and finally, someone took notice. The village guard, a pathetic excuse for a soldier, a teenage boy holding a spear, who stood and turned at the sound of their approach. MacLeod got a good look at the white of his eyes, saw the fear and panic in his face. In this sleepy outpost, this boy had probably never seen battle in his life.